This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Special Envoy for Venezuela, Elliot Abrams, is once again calling for President Nicolas Maduro to step aside for interim President Juan Guaido. He implied that other countries who consider themselves allies to Venezuela can aid him in that process.
Well, he's got friends in places like Cuba and Russia. And there are some other countries, actually, that have come to us privately and said they'd be willing to take members of the current illegitimate regime if it would help the transition.
Meanwhile, the State Department says it's procuring and pre-positioning food, medical supplies, and other humanitarian aid to send into Venezuela at the request of Guaido. A Thailand princess is breaking the long-standing tradition of royalty staying out of politics by entering March's election in an unprecedented move. The election pits Thailand's royalist military establishment against the populist movement led by ousted Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawatra. Reuters' Michelle Hennessy reports.
Princess Yubowatana Rajakanya has been declared a candidate for a party loyal to Thaksin's side. Thaksin and his party have at times been accused by enemies of being opposed to the monarchy, something Thaksin and his allies have always rejected.
Government.
Reuters hasn't been able to independently confirm if her nomination has the approval of the palace. One of her main opponents will be the leader of Thailand's military junta, Prayut Chan-o-cha, who's been in power since a military coup in 2014.
You know, I'm not really like a princess in the true sense of the word, not like Queen Elizabeth.
The princess is the older sister of Thailand's king, Mahawantulangkorn. She relinquished her royal duties in the 1970s when she married an American. But after their divorce, she returned home to Thailand, where officials treat her as a member of the royal family.
Reuters' Michelle Hennessy reporting. This is VOA News. The United Nations humanitarian chief Thursday called on Yemen's Houthi rebels to give aid workers access to unused grain that could feed nearly 4 million starving people. That grain is stored in silos near the port city of Hodeida and at risk of rotting. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff brushes off criticism from President Trump for hiring former National Security Council staffers to work on a new investigation of Mr. Trump's finances and foreign connections.
We have a long tradition of hiring out of the intelligence community, out of the National Security Council, if the president is worried about our hiring any former administration people, maybe he should work on being a better employer.
On Thursday, President Trump criticized Schiff and said he had found zero Russian collusion in the 2016 presidential election, who was now going to be looking at every aspect of his life, both financial and personal, even though there is no reason to do so. He described the investigation by Schiff's committee as a continuation of the witch hunt, which is the term he's long used to describe the ongoing probe by Special Counsel Robert Mueller. Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos is taking on the National Enquirer, making public an email that purportedly threatens to publish some racy photos of him unless he drops an investigation into the tabloid. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
This all stems from the Enquirer reporting last month that the powerful billionaire at the helm of Amazon and the Washington Post was having an affair with former TV anchor Lauren Sanchez, printing that Jeff Bezos sent sleazy text messages and love notes to Sanchez. So Bezos had a team of investigators look into how the Enquirer obtained his text messages. Now he's posted that an attorney for the National Enquirer offered a deal. They won't post revealing below the belt photos of him if Bezos and his investigators make a public statement that they have no basis to say the Enquirer's snooping was politically motivated.
That's AP's Jackie Quinn. Virginia Democrats are walking a tightrope as they deal with more scandals involving the governor, the lieutenant governor, and attorney general. AP correspondent Mike Rossian.
Virginia Democrats are suddenly hitting the brakes on calls for swift action, with Governor Ralph Northam and Attorney General Mark Herring facing separate blackface scandals, and Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax continuing to deny an allegation of sexual assault. If all three were to topple, conservative Republican House Speaker Kirk Cox would be the next in line for governor. Virginia's two U.S. senators and seven Democratic congressmen released a statement Thursday night calling for an investigation of the Fairfax allegation and urging Herring to continue discussions to regain trust.
That's AP's Mike Gracia reporting. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.